Hello and welcome back to XY, a show about mental health in men. On today's episode, it's a bit of a different one, to be honest. I'm interviewing a gentleman called Harry from a rowing team called Audacity. That's or, not audacity, obviously a play on that word. And they are participating in the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, which is a row across the Atlantic Ocean. Non-stop, no breaks, no safety boats, just four men in a canoe, effectively, rowing across the Atlantic. And the reason they're doing that is to draw attention to mental health. Our conversation was super interesting. I really enjoyed this chat with Harry because we spoke about a lot of different things. One of the things we spoke about was why what they're doing is personal to them, but also why they want to use this opportunity as a platform to talk about mental health in the media and on a much bigger public stage. I couldn't be a bigger advocate for what they're doing. I think that the commitment, both financially in terms of their time, is colossal, and it's really admirable what they're doing. So please do go check them out on social media. You can just search Audacity on Instagram and the like, and you will definitely find them. But also they have a GoFundMe page. The cost is staggering to do this, and they need funding. They're not getting this paid for by anyone else. So they're looking for sponsors and they're looking for donations. So you can find them on GoFundMe. If you just search for Audacity, they will be the first result. And I have also put a link in the description of this show to that GoFundMe page. Anyway, let's go on with the show. It's good to have you on the show. It's good to chat again.
Yeah, just say thank you. Well, thanks very much for having me on. It's great.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever. Always, always happy. I guess, obviously, we've chatted a few times now. I guess where it would be really good to just kick off the interview is if you could just tell me a little bit about Audacity and what it is that you guys have going on, because it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, of course. So, Audacity, spelled O-A-R, for obvious reasons, and then D-A-C. ITY from the play on Audacious. So we are myself and three close mates, Alex and Tom. We are taking part in the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, otherwise known as TWAC. And that is a 3,000 mile endurance rowing race across the Atlantic. So on December the 12th this year, we leave La Gomera and Canary Islands. And spend probably up to a month, maybe a little bit more, rowing a 28-foot boat across the Atlantic to hopefully sunny and wonderful Antigua in the Caribbean. But yeah, so the current record's 29 days, 15 hours. We'd love to break that if we can. Could be cool. 2 hours on, 2 hours off, 60-foot swells, hallucinations, exhaustion, you name it.
To me a little bit about the tours on, tours off piece. So, in essence, does that mean that, or is it just as simple as it sounds? So, basically, you'll be rowing for tours, then resting for tours, then, and that's just on repeat for the whole month.
Well, the perfect scenario is you row for 2 hours and then have 2 hours of sleep. Actually, by the time hygiene's incredibly important. So without going into too much detail, I'm sure listeners won't appreciate that. It spends a little bit of time sorting that out. Then by the time you've sorted your food, got the water, got everything fixed, you've got half an hour to have a quick kick, catch a few Zeds, and then you're back on the oars for another 2 hours. So yeah, 2 hours on, 2 hours off for over a month. So two on at one time. And then if it's good weather, then we could be three on. And then sometimes it's close to hurricane season at the moment, so when the weather gets really bad, we could be stuck in our cabins for up to a week. So anyway, we hope that won't happen. But yeah,
shit. You're very smiley about it. Obviously, people on a podcast can't hear your smile, but there's a lot of things, like a lot of big words being thrown about there, like hurricanes and locked in a cabin.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, mentally, how are you getting yourself ready for that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean. And we get asked this all the time. We're not rowers. I've never rowed on a river. None of us have ever rowed on a river before, which most people can't believe, including my mum and dad, when I first told them I was going to do this. So I was mad. But, you know, physical fitness, we've got a fantastic training, Michael Gus Parsons is training us, but really 75-80% of this trip is mental health, is mental strength, really. And keeping focus, especially on that sort of 2 hours off, 2 hours on routine, because you don't want to let teammates down. So kind of isolation and the current climate we're finding ourselves in has actually been quite a good training tool for us. And giving ourselves quite a strict regime for each day. So obviously our work, we all feel very lucky to still have jobs and not be furloughed. Yeah, just keeping a structure through the day has enabled us to, I guess, practice sort of isolation and having that routine, which is incredibly important for what we'll be doing. Because that's the mental strength of the trip will be tested to every limit possible. You know, it sounds mad, but one of the most demoralizing things when you're in the middle of the Atlantic is if it's fat calm and there's no wind, you are literally rowing through treacle. And you want to be trying to be about 4 or 5 knots a day. So when it's, you know, most people would be out sunbathing, enjoying the nice, relaxing weather. You know, that's actually pretty demoralizing for us. So it's just lots of training. But yeah, the mental preparation is incredibly important. But obviously, there's only so much you can do in training to prepare for the Atlantic.
And yeah, I mean, to be honest, I could talk all day about this kind of stuff because I'm really fascinated by that, I guess, endurance, and I'm really intrigued by the whole world of performance athletes. And it's one of those conversations, actually, over kind of 3 or 4 pints, I've had the same conversation with my best mate Sam so many times, where I'll always kick it off by saying every Olympics, the world record in cycling and every cycling event gets broken. So at what point can a bicycle get no lighter? Like we are fine tuning the human condition to the nth degree every 4 years. And we see the result of that training and the body, but also in terms of the mechanics of the bike and how light they can make it and how aerodynamic they can make it. And that applies to every sport, you know, like running, rowing, cycling. And I could speak about it all day because I think there's something really fascinating about the ability to dedicate one's energies and efforts to gaining half a second or gaining half a meter. But alas, that is not this show. I think the reason that we have you on the show today was because you actually popped up on my Instagram feeds. I follow Tom Evans and he popped up and he'd shared an image of you guys and said that what you were doing was amazing. So I clicked through. And discover that actually you guys are doing this for the charity Mind, which is a fantastic charity and very much something that we support on XY. I guess, really curious, why the Mind affiliation? What is it about the charity that that made you want to do this, I don't know, humongous feat for them?
So our strap line, I guess, motto for this challenge is Rowing the Atlantic for Mental Health. We're actually for two charities, Mind, and then an NGO out in Vietnam that one of my sisters works for called Christine Neville Children's Foundation, and our money was split between the two, but going specifically to the mental psychological needs of the children and obviously of Mind. I don't want to speak for the boys, but both, I guess, be it through our own individual experiences around mental health, and personally for me, that's certainly the case. And for the rest of the boys, be it through family and friends. It was something, as you know, keen sportsmen, always played sport and healthy, all in our early mid-30s. We hadn't really comprehended the level of which, and for us, what we're doing is how men suffer with mental health. I had my situation and other various things happened. And we thought, my goodness, there needs to be a change in the stigma and taboo around mental health. And I guess, certainly from my perspective, I was probably, I'm trying to think of the right word to use, but being too manly. It was sort of, I felt for a long time, it was, this might sound quite sad, but a weakness to ask for help. And then having come through the other side, I was like, right, we need to help change and drive this stigma. And of course, what we're doing is incredibly exciting for us, but really we are, as a team, incredibly passionate about using the platform that is us rowing the Atlantic to drive that change, as I say, in stigma around mental health. I think, coincidentally, with COVID and the climate we find ourselves in, be it through anxiety, depression, obviously isolation, sadly, grief with people who've lost family and friends through COVID, financial stress and burden, especially for, and not especially, but men, given the societal expectations, traditional sort of gender roles of men, will feel that pressure with families. And even be it, you know, eating disorders and substance abuse or violence. The effects of COVID on people's mental health will well outlast the virus. And yeah, I think it's one of the good points that's come out of this difficult time for everybody has been greater awareness around mental health. Yeah, our platform is all around helping to drive that change in stigma. And if we can make an impact on just one person, that would be fantastic. Amazing. If we can do it for multiple, then yeah, it's a job well done for us.
Yeah, and I think that it's an incredible mission to be on. I guess what really jumped out for me from what you said is how you used to think that asking for help was like weak, and that kind of classic, strong, manly bravado piece. I think on many levels, I still think that asking for help is weak. I know that that's not the case, right? Like, I know that I know I can ask my friends, family, parents for help, and that's totally cool. But I don't, like, on a great many levels, there is this societal thing of, as a guy, you're not supposed to do that. And despite the fact that I've got this show and I'm relatively well read on the subject and I'm a huge advocate for people reaching out and asking for help, not that big a fan of doing it myself, to be honest. And I can't really drink the Kool-Aid, you know? So it's super common, and it's I guess that's why platforms like this that you're talking about are so important, because until I think most people at home do know that too, right? I think that's the core of my point, is that most people know it's fine to ask for help. Putting that into practice is an entirely different thing. And it's really important that people who are on the TV, on podcasts, in the media, are normalizing that. And I think that's what's really cool about this platform, because you're doing something really traditionally associated with the alpha male, right? You're quite literally crossing an ocean. Like, that's as caveman as shit can get, right? it's old school. We are this awesome. Strong.
Yeah.
It's man in the sea. Like, there's great novels written about this kind of exploit. It's an adventure, you know. It's proper. It's big things, and it's cool that you're trying to reposition this huge exploit, not with "look how manly and powerful I am," but actually, you're rooting the entire adventure in, yeah, it's okay to not be okay. And even the way that you frame the entire journey is, you know, it's I think you said it was the 80% mental strength as much as physical strength, which is just a super cool way to look at it. Because yeah, when I invited you to do the show, I hadn't really given much thought to the fact that, yeah, it must be like, in fact, yeah, it's a good question. Where's your head at with the journey? Like, what are you thinking it'll be like?
It is the ultimate question for us, because it's the unknown of what we're going to expect out there. It could take us 50 or 60 days and have flat, calm season, wonderful weather. And it looks like I've been lying on the beach for 6 months. We could go through quite literally absolute hell of 100 mile an hour winds, 60 foot swells, you know, isolation, coldness, every, I guess, emotional weakness. And the big challenge for us is, one, the unknown, but it's pushing ourselves mentally. As you say, this is a sort of classic, you think that much more sort of macho bravado thing to do than, I'm going to row across the Atlantic. In that, I fully prepare to be completely mentally terrified, to be broken down completely in every mental way. And it's pushing my mental ability through, sorry, not just mine, but the team's. You know, what's important in us saying that is, we're not here, the row is a part of what we're doing, but for rowing the Atlantic for mental health, we're here for longevity as a team to help drive the stigma. And I hope when we come back, be it through our sponsors, supporters, we're very lucky we've been on the radio, BBC already, and we've been a few news articles, and hopefully more to come, and obviously very kind on your podcast, but it will be telling the stories of how we mentally struggle. And, you know, we're 6'2", 6'3", big, burly blokes, I have no doubt there'll be times where we'll be in tears and mentally completely broken. And to be able to talk through those emotions will be a huge learning curve, both for us and hopefully it will help other people. The answer to the question in a nutshell is we have no idea. Just going and preparing for the worst. Actually, weirdly, we quite want everything to be friendly because we want to be tested in every way possible. I want to learn a huge amount. I learn about myself. I'm sure I will. So my mates, but come back and hopefully inspire others in many different ways.
I think what you said there is really interesting, that you want to be tested in every way possible and you want to learn a lot about yourself. I think super admirable, but the idea of that I find quite scary. So how aware are you of the risks of that? Like, are you scared by the prospect of doing that, but you are driven to do it to help others? Or is it actually like quite a personal thing to you that you want to find out who you are and go on that journey?
I think I can speak for the boys on this. It's a combination of both completely. We only live once. We've all been through many trials and tribulations in our life. And this through other tests that I've been through with some of the boys as well, the adventures and challenges, this is right up there. And it's a chance to push yourself to the very edge of probably what you're capable of, I would have thought, given the homework and the research we've done. But then with that, it's all about the mental preparation and all the preparation that goes into it. This is 2 years in the making. And we won't get to start line unless we are 100% prepared in the best possible way possible. Possibly possible 200 times. And a lot of that is mentally, and it's preparation, it's lots of thought going into planning into what might happen. We've got hundreds of scenarios written down on paper. That we will practice, and that's all around mental preparation of being stuck in a swell when we capsize, not if. Man overboard, even just, small things like if one of us smells, the other one's going to start getting pissed off about it. It's just small things like that, just little niggles that start creeping in, and how are you really pulled together as a team and what that's going to be an extraordinary experience.
Yeah, the when not if comment you made about the capsize I think is super poignant, and it's probably a good place for us to wrap up, because I think that is, I guess, like the lasting message that I'll definitely take away from this interview is around the capsize point, that shit will go wrong in life. It's not a case of if you struggle and if things go wrong in life, it's a case of when and how you, flip the boat back on its hull and get rowing again is the big question. Okay. Yeah. Harry, thanks so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure catching up.
Great. Thanks very much, Ian. Really appreciate it.
Cheers, mate. You've been listening to XY with me, Ewan Plater. I certainly hope you enjoyed listening to Harry and the Audacity story. I think you'll agree it's a pretty impressive feat that they're going after. And as I say, you can find them on GoFundMe. Just look for Audacity. And please do check them out on Instagram. Again, just search for Audacity. That's Audacity, but or like the rowing oar. Anyway, speak to you guys next week.